Hello everyone, welcome to our shiur on Mishnayos and Seder Nezikin. We're holding Maseches Sanhedrin, Hagvav Mishnah Beis. It says, Hayirocho Gemis Haskila Ke'eser Amos. We're in the middle of speaking about the process when a person is sentenced to die in Beis Din. So how they're, in this case, Dama, the penalty of Skila, of stoning. So it says, when they were roughly 10 Amos away from the base of Skila, from the place where Skila would happen, Omin Lo, they would say to him, to the victim, the person who was about to be killed, Hisvade. They would tell him, you should confess. Shekein derech hamumasin misvade, and it is the way of people being put to death if they confess. Shekol misvade yesh l'cheyek olam haba, because anyone who confesses will have the chelik in olam haba. Shekein mitzina ba'achan, we find such a thing with Achan. If you remember, Achan was a person who took from the spoils after in Sefer Yeshua, after they fought, and there was a chayim, no one was able to take from the spoils, and he did. Shamal Yeshua, Yeshua said to him, Bini, my son, simna chavod Hashem, give glory to Hashem, elokei Yisrael, v'sen lo todah, and give him todah, and todah in this pasuk means to confess. V'gomer, etc. V'yano, Achan Yeshua, v'yomar, it says, Achan answered Yeshua, and he said, Amna anochi chatasu Hashem, I certainly sinned to Hashem, elokei Yisrael, v'chazos, to the God of Israel, and like this, and the pasuk says, in this and like this, the Gomer, I did certain averus. We'll see in the Rav a bit of an elaboration. I mean, I should keep it low viduyo. Where do you see that confession granted him some sort of atonement? Shnemar vayomer Yeshua. Yeshua says, Ma chartanu ya'akorcha Hashem ayom hazeh. So the Hashem has made you ugly on this day. So the diuk is hayom hazeh ata ochor. You're ugly or blackened today. You're not that way though in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you'll be fine. If the person does not know how to confess, Omelo, they say to him, and more, say the following, my death should be an atonement for all of my sins. If he knows that he was falsified, meaning that the witnesses who testified against him and won and were successful were indeed lying, plotting, he knows that he's innocent, Omer, he should say, he shouldn't have a regular confession. He should say, Tehei misasi kapara al kol avonosai, my death should be a kapara on all of my sins, chutz me avonza, except for this sin, which I did not commit, I'm innocent. Amar lo, he said to Rabbi Yehuda about this plan, in Cain, if that's the case, you kol adam amrim kach, every person will say that, kidei lenakos et atzman, to clean themselves, meaning people want to show themselves innocent, so they'll say this, even if it's not true. So says the Rav here in explaining the Mishnah, Rachel Mebesim Skila, if he was far away from the base of Skila, about 10 Amos, the car of the base of Skila, right, close to the base of Skila, if it's too close, Shemit Tarif Daito, then maybe at that point he'll already start going out of his mind with fear, V'lo Yochol Yisvaz, he won't be able to confess. V'sen lo Todah. It says over there that Yeshua said to Achan, give Hashem Todah, which we're translating as confession. V'alvagav Deina Adem Ne'era Galpi Atzmo. Even though a person is actually not killed based on his own confession. Now, over there, that was the case. Achan was, the sentencing was not based on a regular Beis Din, it was based on his own confession. Right? Harigas Achan Harasha Isa. That death penalty of Achan was a Harasha, meaning it was a temporary exemption, a temporary exception to the rule based on the needs of the time. Right? So, what we're taking out of the pasuk for our purposes is not that a person can be sentenced based on an admission, but that he should admit to gain kapara. And Achan indeed says, he said, because those, Asisa, I did like this and like this. Why the double Lashon? We weren't talking about that in the Mishnah, but the Rav has that Girsa. And he says, what it means is, the Gemara first, the Gemara explains it to mean, Shema'al b'charami b'imosh, he also took mi'ila, he also took properties that were set aside for Kodesh in the time of Moshe too. So he'd actually done this Avera multiple times. Continues Rav, he says, Shuma zumam, it's the victim knows that he was plotted against. She'edav hein zomin. The edim that were against him were edim zomin, plotting witnesses. So he should say, I want this death to be a kapara for all my averes except for this one, which I did not do. And they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone will do that. Lenakos is awesome. Everyone will say such a thing to cleanse themselves. Min habrius, in the eyes of people, from people. The otziu laz al hadayanim, right? That way they'll spread a bad word on the dayanim. Bala Edim and the Edim. And this person will, you know, will come out looking better. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, seemingly for this objection that we can't trust a person to really be sincere in saying he didn't do it. Even in this case, might just want a good reputation as he leaves the world, even though he didn't earn it. Okay, continues Mishnah Gimel. Hayrachim Beis Haskila Arba Amos. Once he was closer to the Beis Haskila, 4 Amos. He's quite close now. They rip off, you know, they disrobe his clothing. For the man, once they take off his clothing, they then cover him from front, so you can't see his area. A woman from behind, from in front of her and behind her. That's Rabbi Huda says. But otherwise, they are basically unclothed, basically naked. Chacham object to the premise, at least partially. They say, Ha'ish niskal arum. A man is indeed stoned, unclothed. But a woman is not at all. If a woman gets the penalty of stoning, they don't take off any of the clothes. She's clothed in some way, at least more than the Chacham say, that just covered from the front to the back. She's fully clothed in some fashion. So says the Rav Rim, they take off his clothing, as it says, V'rogimu oso. The people will stone him below kisuso. The stones have to hit him, not his clothing. And we say about him, mechasen oso melefanov, we cover him from the front. Perik echad. Yeah, seemingly one chapter, one area. Kolomar me'atmi menu melefanov. A little bit from in front of him. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but the first shita that holds that both a man and a woman are naked aside from a slight covering. Halacha is like Chacham that said a woman is b'chlal, not this robe. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mr. Shem will continue next time.